All right, so JD back with Johnny Bandana. So we're sitting here bullshitting after we're done bullshitting. And we started talking about WCW. And we're talking about current day, or not WCW, New Japan. We're talking about current day New Japan with the whole Wrestle Kingdom 12 that's coming up with Okada versus Jericho. And so let's kind of talk about, okay, so when you first started watching, when you saw these New Japan guys in WCW, who were some of the guys that you saw? Because you just told me that New Japan right now is your favorite.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it's my favorite because, you know, everything about it, when you, you're watching it, you're like, man, like this brings me back to being a fan again. You know, and all the politics aside, all the horrible storylines and
so
talking.
When you were younger, you know, because they have. I mean, New Japan has always. I mean, there was a time period in the 2000s that I don't know, just wasn't great. But you know, Japanese wrestling in the 90s was kick ass.
Yeah.
I mean, people beat the shit out of each other. There was high spots. There was strong style. There was, you know, there was just so much. A show, a wrestling event, kind of had all of it. And when Inoki would come to the U.S., or when Sato would come to the U.S., or you know Fujinara would come to the U.S., or Muta or Liger came here,
yeah,
like
Liger,
dude, like
I saw a lot of Liger. You know,
God, man, they were so cool.
Yeah,
they look cool. They did
so
cool
badass
stuff.
Stuff you never seen, man. This you know, sentons, you know, outside, you know, over, you know,
just
the top corner. You know.
Yeah, it was just
nuts,
it was awesome. So like, what do you right now? Who's your? Tell me who your favorite wrestler in New Japan is right now.
Naito.
So what do you think? What is it that you like about him?
Man, he's got the personality. You know what I mean? I mean, he's, you know, he's smash mouth and kick you hard. You know, smack your teeth out.
Uh-huh.
But then he does that little one little spot. You know, where he comes off the ropes. He does that little front row into the. You know, he's just sitting there. You know, hanging out. You know, just chilling. Oh, this is over, man. I like that guy, man. That guy's got personality, and you know, I'm drawn to people with personality, natural personality.
Yeah,
and that can wrestle, and I love that word. You know, that can really wrestle.
Right.
Go out there and do that.
Do you know Chase Owens personally?
Yeah, I've met him a few times. You know, but I'm a huge fan of Chase Owens right now. I mean, he's tearing it up over there. I'll go through because I'm friends, you know, and I follow a lot of different pages and stuff on Facebook, and I'll see stuff on him all the time. Like, just like the other day, Kenny Omega, I guess one of his pages had shared, you know, something with Chase Owens.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, man, like this guy needs. I can't. I'm paraphrasing, but it's like he needs a stronger or a different like a spotlight a stronger spotlight. They need to put more spotlight on this guy,
right?
Because I mean, you know, he's been under Ricky Morton's tutelage how many years now?
Yeah,
he's been hitting the roads very hard. He's been working all over the place. And guys like Matt Sigmund, all these guys, man, they're just tearing it up all over the place.
Yeah, I remember when Sigmund, you know, he had long hair. He'd come out the sunglasses and yeah, I mean, you know, And Chase Owens, you know, is a hometown boy. You know, he's one of us. He's from here.
He's got that. He's that feeling. He's like Virginia or Knoxville, whatever it is. But you know,
he's one of us out here, and he is. He's killing it everywhere. And I just saw him real recently, and he looks great. Like physically,
looks phenomenal.
Looks like
man.
He's getting himself in really
he's
good
crisp.
Shape.
You watch his matches. Watch stuff he does. I mean, I'm a big fan of him right now.
Yeah. So are you excited for Wrestle Kingdom 12?
I am.
Are you going to watch the?
I'm going to find a way to stream this.
Well, you know, they're going to do. I think it's on. I don't know what day it's on. It's like two or three days
the third
after.
Or the fourth or
well, three. It's on the fourth, but it's like two or three days after
that's
on
true.
Access.
I thought
they're going to have a 2-hour English version of the show on Access. So I have a feeling, like I was saying to you earlier, you know, to me the promotion is just perfect with the double main event.
Yes.
Because you're promoting a main event to the American crowd and you're promoting a main event to the Japanese crowd, and both of them are super over in their respected countries.
Yeah.
You know, I know that people are excited in Japan to see Chris Jericho. I'm sure that they're, you know, this is a big deal to them.
Lionheart.
Yeah, and they know who he is.
Yeah.
They know his history. They know that he's a WWE superstar. Like, I'm sure it's a huge deal. But I guarantee you it's a bigger deal to us than it is to them, because their main event is the main event they want to see. You know what I mean? Like, they're you know, Naito is just – he's just so over with that Japanese crowd.
He is.
That's what they want to see,
really is,
you know?
Yeah.
And
comes out with and, the hat, man.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's so cool.
Man. So I'm excited about the event. I think it's going to be a good show. Yeah. And we were just sitting here talking, you know, bullshit about Japanese wrestling. And so I thought, well, I'm gonna hit the record button a little bit longer, and we'll throw up a podcast extra literally minutes after we just did our very first ever podcast. So maybe this one's even better than the first one already.
We're figuring this thing out.
So yeah, okay. So I guess that's it. I just thought while we were talking, I'd hit that button again. So hopefully you all enjoyed this 5-minute journey into Japanese talk from two white guys that.
Right.
Exactly. You know, two old guys too. We're old, so. But you know, please make sure you pass along the information, let people know about this podcast. And if you go to my Patreon page, you know, you can support us with as little as $2 a month. You know, anything helps. Just passing along, sharing us, letting people know about this podcast. The bigger we get, the easier it is to get sponsorship and different things like that, and a way to make this thing, to pay the bills to do this thing. So I appreciate everyone, and make sure you check us back out.